The Urn in the Wilderness by Susan Cummings. April 20, 2005. I saw this vast place of flat land, and not much vegetation, but a lot of rocks, and rough landscape, with a few scrub brushes and things. It was not the desert, but a wilderness area. In this area were scattered pieces of broken pottery or vessels lying scattered and in a discarded manner. A wind began to blow upon the pieces, and they began to lift up off of the ground, and to come together, and to attach together, and fit, as if they belonged to each other, even though each piece was different in every aspect. They began to form into an urn of some type. It became a huge urn and it sat upon the ground, and was all different colors, as it was made up of all the different pieces that were lying around, and yet, they all fit supernaturally, as if they were all from one piece formerly. The Lord then stood next to me and said, "What you see before you is the season of refining. That has now closed for my remnant. I broke my vessels and scattered them, and brought them fully into my fire, and drove every bit of identity from them, so that nothing of their former selves would interfere with my new plans for them in this new season. All that was against me was stripped from them, and broken into ashes, and removed by my breath, as it blew all traces of flesh out of them, and also it released the hearts that were bound within, and caused them to be released, and to beat again. The wilderness was the season that has now passed. My remnant are rising up into their places, and coming into an understanding of who they are, and their purpose in me. I have taught them and hand-fed them, as they walked with me, in the lonely and barren times. I have been their sole portion and their provision. They know both my love and my severity. They embrace my judgments and will now stand in the hour of justice, that will burn across the globe. The urn that you saw standing is my remnant, that will be poured out in the earth. They are the vessels that I will live through, and be released through, as I perform my will, in the earth. I am filling my people with myself. I have shown you this. You carry a portion, just, as they will, and are. I will come forth out of my people, in many ways. I will come forth, as I choose to, and do my work, and it will not be, as the world, or the church would want, or desire, or even expect, for I alone am God, and not a man. Man cannot know me, unless he is one with me. My ways are not man's ways, or the church's ways. My word will bring division to those who are mine, and those who are not. The breaking has begun, and the separation is beginning to increase greatly, and great will the chasm be between, for no one will cross over to the other side anymore. Either they are mine or not. I showed you the splitting of the heart, and it will come. For I will divide the hearts and spare those who will come to me. I do have a people who love me, as their God, and who love no other besides me. Great turmoil will increase, as the division increases, for many will try to save themselves, and play in the safe place, but the only place there will be is in my house. You know the truth, and you must walk in it, and must show the ones looking for me the way. You must run your race and not try to fix the pieces that fall, but call them forth into obedience to me, and I will fix those who cry out to me. This is not the same as the season of refinement. This is the season of resurrection, and the coming together of the dry bones of my people in the earth. I am not only moving in America, as I am moving in all nations. The hour has come, for mine, to come to me fully, or be left to the opposite side. Just as when I called to my people to come to me through Moses upon the mount, and those who heard me came to me, and those who didn't perished in the great shaking, so it shall be again. I will no longer tolerate lukewarmness in my house. It will be hot with me or cold without me. I am a consuming fire, and my people will burn and be consumed with me, or be empty sepulchers. I have shown you the tents of meetings. I have told you to ignite my tents, as I have many who are now doing so, as you are. You must not stop. For the urn you see is the corporate rising up of my tents. It has begun, and my people are rising up. Go and look in the urn. I walked up to the urn and looked inside. It was full of water. It looked like water. I reached in, and felt the water. It was cold, and felt inviting. The Lord stood by me and nodded. He said to me, "It is not water. It is the oil that comes through the pipes of my light, and fills the bowls that will burn with my fire. I am filling them with my living oil, and am igniting myself within them, through them, and upon them, so that no man can say that they have done this. For it is a heavenly fire that man does not have, and cannot. It is holy. It is me. Then the Lord said to look in again. I looked in again, and it was full of fire. The Lord smiled this time, and reached in himself, and gave me some of it. He said to me, "This is the greater portion that has been reserved for my people in the last hour. It has been held back, for it is holy, and I will not give what is holy to a generation that did not treasure it above all else. My holiness is the pearl of great price. My word is to be sought after as that pearl, and reverenced as such. I am the living word and the holy fire. I will not give myself to those who do not love me, nor want me." The Lord said to look in again. I did look in again, and this time there was a great storm in the urn. I was surprised. The Lord said, "Then, I told you the storm was coming. It is now upon the earth and will hit. The storm will bring the full division of mine, from those who are not, and bring my justice. The remnant has made herself ready, and is awaiting my breath to now bring about the full restoration. That is now begun also. I am moving them into their places. They will stand under my hand as I pass over the earth. Do not be concerned with when it will happen, but be concerned with those who I have given to you, and raise them up, as I told you to. You know what to do, as do all who have my assignments. Now it is time to do so, for the breaking forth now comes, and so does the division. Do not shrink back because of the opposition, but run with my mission, and see me gather mine to myself. The time is drawing close for the unveiling." The Lord said to me one last time to look into the urn. I did so, but felt apprehensive this time. He nodded, and so I looked in. There was black death in the urn. He nodded gravely and said to me, "Yes. The black death will come, and it will claim many. I have warned and called and cried out, and few responded to me, even now. What is to be, will now be. The death comes from the urn, for my vessels are instruments of my mercy and my wrath. They will speak forth whatever I tell them to, and they will do my will. My word will judge all men. Every man will choose their fate. My word has indeed already gone forth, and it is now being brought forth, for many plagues have begun, but will increase as the hearts now harden. You must go, and trust me, if you do not fulfill your destiny, and if you choose to disobey, you too will perish. All who deny me will perish. Either on this earth or in eternity, forever apart from me no man is exempt. Even you. You know me, and have my word living in you, and know my presence, and have partaken of my fire. You have no excuse and must follow me. Do not waver, but go, and give my word, as I reveal it to you, and fear not, for I am with you, and with all who are mine. The winds are blowing, and the breaking will only increase till the separation is complete. As I said, so go, for the hour is late, and the people await me, for I am the shepherd, and I will gather my flock unto me, and shepherd it in the midst of the darkness, and great will be its glory, as I rise up within it, in the earth." The Lord then walked away, and I was there standing by the wilderness. The end. Susan Cummings, April 20, 2005, at 11:44 p.m.